The United Arab Emirates is about to get its first taste of the Impossible Burger. The kosher, halal, and gluten-free certified plant-based burger is Impossible Foods' first entry into the Middle East. And joining us now to talk about that push is the president of Impossible Foods, Dennis Woodside. Dennis, always good to see you. So let's start with your choice there in the Middle East, United Arab Emirates. Why did you begin there, and what does this push mean for your brand?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Our mission is to replace the need for animal food and animals as a food system globally. And we think
You may be muted there, Dennis.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
What I was saying is that the UAE is really a stepping stone into the Middle East. Over 20 million travelers go through the UAE every single year. And what's upcoming in the UAE is the World Expo beginning October 1st. We're really excited to be participating in that and making Impossible available.
So talk to me about how you think your burger is going to translate there into a different culture where they may, you know, value different tastes and textures in food.
Well, you know, meat consumption in the Middle East is actually quite high and growing. More and more people are moving to a diet that's protein rich. And what's really important is that we offer an alternative to animal products. Animals are very destructive for the environment in the Middle East, very arid climate, not a lot of places to raise animals. So you need to use the land much more effectively for protein consumption and raising plants that can contribute to a growing population that has more of a need for proteins. So we think over time, plant-based meats are going to become more and more important. We're entering with beef. The UAE is a pretty international market with lots of travelers that are accustomed to eating our products elsewhere in the world. So we think that that's a natural place to start. But we do see a market throughout the Middle East for our products, and not just beef over time. Pork and chicken are also broadly consumed in the region.
Yeah, I want to talk more about pork and chicken in a moment, but real quick, I know this is going to be in the UAE in select restaurants there. Are there plans to bring this into grocery stores locally, and when?
You know, typically what we work with restaurants at first, that's a great place for people to try our product in an environment where that's curated and people have a chance to experience Impossible in different formats. And then we typically enter retail later. When people are a little bit more used to the product. So that will come down the road.
Let's talk about faux pork for a minute, because you're going to be entering Hong Kong. I mean, look, the Asian market is very big on pork. This we know. They love their pigs. How is it being received? I know you're really going to be unveiling your products there October 4th, but in terms of just how things are going leading up to that launch, what has it been like for you?
So pork is really important for us. Outside of the U.S., pork is one of the most widely consumed meats. And the news about this product, for the first time ever, a plant-based meat consistently is beating animal meat in consumer tests. So we've done multiple blinded consumer tests, including among consumers in Hong Kong, where we take several hundred consumers, we give them Impossible pork, we give them animal pork, we don't tell them which is which, and we ask them, which do you prefer on taste, on color, on texture, and so forth. And in our latest test, Impossible pork was preferred over the animal 54% to 46%. That's also true with our chicken product. 7 out of 10 consumers in the US preferred that over the animal product. And it's true with our sausage product. 2/3 of consumers that tried that blinded taste test preferred that over animal. And all these products, they're not just better tasting, but they're better for the consumer. They're lower in saturated fat. None of them have cholesterol. So consumers are learning, hey, this is an alternative. It's better for me. It's better for the environment. I'm going to try it. I'm going to make it a daily part of my diet. And that's true in Hong Kong as well. We've been in Hong Kong for a couple of years now with our beef product. Most of the restaurants that are serving our beef product are interested in learning more about pork and serving pork. We have a couple hundred restaurants already that are signed up to launch pork. So we're pretty excited about the opportunity throughout Asia, and starting with Hong Kong and Singapore.
Dennis, I'm curious how you there at Impossible Foods are managing price inflation, higher costs for lots of different materials, perhaps ingredients that go into your products. How have you been dealing with it? And also, what's the labor issue like for your company? Are you experiencing any of the labor shortages as many of the other industries are in the restaurant and services industry right now?
So in some ways we're affected, in some ways we're not. Our core ingredients, we've locked in pricing for multiple years, so we don't see short-term fluctuations. However, we have to transport our product, we manufacture our product obviously, and we have been affected by some of the shipping snafus that have affected many many supply chains. We've been able to manage through those without any kind of major stock out. As we scale, that getting that motion right, making sure that we can ship and manage the logistics of our products is super important, but we've been fortunate so far. Now we have experienced some increased shipping costs. Those are offset though by the reduced costs overall that we're experiencing as we scale our manufacturing footprint and we get more product from the same assets.
I'd imagine it's a last resort kind of scenario, but do you plan on raising prices at the retail level for customers because of it all?
Our strategy has been to reduce prices. So plant-based meats overall as a category are priced higher than their animal analogs today. And that's the way that we're going to build this market and grow this market is to get our pricing down over time to compete with the animal, compete with the pig or the cow or whatever. And that's the plan. We've lowered prices twice in the last roughly 20 months, about 15 to 20% each time. Each time we lower prices, we see our volume go up. So our strategy is to reduce our unit costs by increasing our manufacturing footprint, running more shifts, getting more product through the same factory so your unit costs are lower, and then over time passing those unit costs on reductions onto consumers. So we think we're gonna continue to go down. It will take time, but that's our plan.
Real quickly, I know you had your soy-based chicken nuggets hit some large retailers this month. How are things going at the moment?
You know, I actually was just at a restaurant nearby and had the chicken nuggets, and they're fantastic. Some of our early operators are reporting selling, you know, 30, 40 servings a day, which is a huge number for any kind of a smaller restaurant. So we think it's a great product. It's very tryable. You can share them, and it's a great way to introduce new people who may not have tried Impossible to an Impossible product. We're getting a lot of traction in retail. We expect to be in well over 10,000 retail doors or stores by the end of this year, including, you know, the major ones such as Safeway and Walmart and so forth. So we're really optimistic about that product, but we've got a lot more products coming. Remember, our goal is to replace the need for any kind of animal-based product. And if you go into your typical grocery store, there are animal products all over the place, and we're just systematically going and launching new products to get into every place that the animal is in the grocery store and on your menu.
All right. We look forward to more rollouts to come. Dennis Woodside, president of Impossible Foods, thanks so much.